We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler, and this is the Bart Winkler Show. We are taping another episode. Two weeks ago, I said, all right, Tuesdays at 2, we're doing live episodes. And then I did one. And then last week, it was snowy, and the kid was home. And then I said, we'll do it Friday. And then on Friday, it was snowy, and the kid was home. And I said, maybe we'll do it today. So we're doing it today, and these will be very unstructured. I don't know who is going to join. I don't know if anyone's going to join. I have booked no one to join. I have no plans. But I've got a decent amount of things to say. So that should be, if that's something that you like, then I think this will pay off. And once I run out of things to say, I will stop talking. So pretty straightforward how that is going to go. I do have some voicemails I want to play as well. A reminder about the Happy Place Hemp deal. Happy Place Hemp, the promo code is BART, which gets you 25% off their products. The promo code BORT, B-O-R-T, gets you 34% off for as long as Green Bay is in the playoffs. Now, did we expect them to be maybe one and done? I don't know, but they are still here. They are still in the postseason, and so the code will continue. And I don't know, now that we saw this team upset the Cowboys, I don't know that we should so defiantly think that they're going to lose to the Niners. And by we, I mean from a national perspective. I think a lot of Packer fans are sort of, and I know throughout the season, not everybody was in the same spot. But I think coming into these playoffs, I think a lot of us are. I think this might be the most united in perspective that we've ever been. And that's because we have no hopes, but also, do we maybe a little bit? Like coming into the Dallas game, I don't know. I mean, I did some fantasy pools where I took Cowboys and I thought, yeah, they'll cover. Maybe they could win. They've never lost in that building. And then to see them win 27-0 to start that game, I think a lot of people were thinking, yes, we had no expectations coming in, but now we must win this game. Like, you can't blow this game now. So we were there. And then now coming into this game where they're a 10-point underdog again, you think, well, yeah, the Niners are a better team. I mean, the Niners are the Boston Celtics of the NFL. I've talked about this a lot. They have not won a lot in the last 30 years. They are resting on a lot of historic laurels, yet they are also competitive and do make the championship round, NBA Finals, Super Bowl. They do make the division round. They do make the championship round. They do make the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals, but they've only won, the two franchises have only won one title since 1995. And they're also a team that, like, everyone gravitates to, like, oh, we're smart. And you do look smart until push comes to shove. And just like the Cowboys have always been Wile E. Coyote, where just when you think they're going to win, they don't. The Niners kind of have that thing going on too. And I love the symmetry, as my main man, Tim Shea, is here.
Hi, Bart. Oh,
good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I love the symmetry that the team that did not draft, and I'm so, look, I let me go out and come back. Rodgers is going to come up in this run. I think this era of Packer right now is fun because Rodgers sucked the fun out of the end. And it wasn't from anything, like, just from a pure football standpoint. The reason I say that phrase, and yes, he was in the news, and yes, he was on McAfee all the time, but the reason that I really had that thought was when it was a third down and the clock was running down, and I was so used to our quarterback just being like, timeout, and then pissed because he wasn't going to get the playoff, and then the next play would be some shitty, you know, whatever. But Love got the playoff and made a play. And there's not as much pressure. There's not as much baggage. There's not as much history. This is a new era. It's fresh. It's different. So I am going to compare it to that era. I do think I'm okay to do so. I understand that I'm kind of pleading with a very small percent of the audience that anytime you mention, like, how can you look at last year and say that last year was fun? Last year wasn't fun. Yeah, they had a few wins at the end, but then Rodgers fell apart in a big game like he had been doing. Oh, well, what about the MVPs he won? He did win regular season MVPs, an individual award in 2020 and 2021. What did he do in the games that mattered in the playoffs? That's what I'm saying. This Jordan Love game was, and we already thought this in week 18, but the Jordan Love game against the Cowboys was the best, like, Packer quarterback game that we've seen in years. So
it's getting better every week.
Like, yeah, and I think it's fine to recognize that. I think it's fine to be aware of that. I think it's also a celebration of what this team is. Because this Packers team, from top to bottom, I mean, they are younger, and there's some faces there, but, you know, Bakhtiari's hurt. We haven't seen much of him. Mason Crosby's not here. Randall Cobb, Lazard, those guys aren't here. So a lot of, like, whatever holdovers there were aren't here really at all. Preston Smith is here. You know, there's some guys. But this is like a new era, and so I think it's okay to just point out the fact that I'm having more fun as a fan now with no expectations that are being exceeded than I was with lots of expectations that were not being met. I don't see how that's a criminal thing to say.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. It is more enjoyable. It's nice. More enjoyable, more relaxing, like, that was probably the best game that I watched since the Super Bowl, I think.
Since the Super Bowl, huh?
I mean, yeah, you got the Hail Marys and then there. And, like, if you go back and think about just the games and just how relaxed you were, and, like, you were just sitting there every time. Every time they got the ball, you knew they were going to score. They were going to show Jerry Jones. And it was just – everything was laughable. So – I do. I think it was probably the best game to actually, like, sit and be a fan and watch since the Super Bowl.
Well, there's a big thing, Shay, with that, with expectations and not expectations. Because next year, there will be expectations.
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to have Jordan Love, who, I mean, I'm cautious with Stroud and Love right now because they had such good games. Yet they have to play these defenses that are known to just really give the other quarterback fits. And Baltimore's beaten up on teams, including San Francisco. San Francisco's beaten up on teams. So you don't want to, like, remember the year that everyone's like, oh, my God, Tebow, he could really do it. And then New England killed him. I'm not saying Stroud or Love or Tebow. I'm just saying, like, there's that initial wild card weekend being enamored with them.
Yeah, but you know what? I honestly think, like, going into this game, that there's as much pressure as there was on Dallas to win as San Francisco to win.
Yeah.
And I think they're kind of in the same boat that Dallas was, where if they don't win, it's like, how many times are we going to get here and lose either to the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game or whatnot? So, again, all the pressure on them, no pressure on us. We could, you know, sit back, relax, watch a game. If we lose, we were favored to lose. We are picked to lose. But again, all the pressure on them. And I've been trying to bite my tongue on this, but I can see the Packers winning this game. I'm starting to convince myself.
Well, okay, let's look at the Niners as of late. And I know everybody crowned them early, but what have they done as of late? So they beat the Eagles, which apparently they are awful now. They beat Seattle. They beat Arizona. They got killed by Baltimore. They beat Washington. And they lost to the Rams with the backup. So, I mean, when's the last real test been for them?
Baltimore, but what about before that? Like,
they had that win against Dallas, 42-10.
They're going to say Dallas.
Then they lost three in a row. I don't know that the Niners have truly been tested this year. And the time that they have, they lost.
Yeah.
To Baltimore.
I think the Packers can beat this team. They don't, yeah, sure, they scare me, but they don't overly scare me. Like, some people are like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a blowout. This game's over. No.
Well, they are set up offensively to give us a lot more problems.
Correct.
Than Dallas. I mean, Dallas was CeeDee Lamb and then Jake Ferguson underneath when no one was covering him. But the running game was pretty much non-existent. They had no second option at wide receiver. Samuel's going to be a monster. McCaffrey's going to be a monster. Ayuk's going to be a monster.
But everyone gonna be a monster. Beating us. Everyone was shredding our defense. Carolina shredded us. So, like, I don't know what the difference was.
Between the Niners and Carolina?
I'm just saying, you know, you say, well, you know, the Ferguson and CeeDee Lamb, they scare me, yeah, but Carolina tore us apart.
So back to my Rodgers thing.
What has changed? What's changed from that week from the defense to now?
Oh, Joe Barry.
Joe Barry's decided to switch things up.
Did Joe Barry took like a power up in Mario. He's like the star man right now. Okay. He's like Mario Raccoon. Or he took just a mushroom to get big.
San Francisco doesn't scare me. You can throw all those names at me. You can throw all those names out. If the Packers play like they do, like they did on Sunday, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, that I would slow down on that.
I'm not. They have
who
no
called,
pressure.
Doug and Racine, I got a voicemail from him too, but he called me on CBS and said, who would you rather play, Detroit or Tampa? And I said, Doug, I mean, I'll entertain the Packers winning this weekend. But I'm not ready to pick yet who I'd want to see.
You got time. But I'm just starting to convince myself that if we play the way we did against Dallas, the names out there were, you know, Dallas was a game away from being the best team in the league or the best team in the NFC, the number one seed, whatever you want to say, however you want to look at it.
I would like to bring up Rodgers again, not because I'm a sicko, but because I do think it's interesting that now Jordan Love has the opportunity to do what Aaron Rodgers never could. And Aaron Rodgers got that Super Bowl. And then what else, like, what still grinds at him? What was still the chip on his shoulder proving to San Francisco that they should have taken him? Which, when they see you in a Super Bowl, they already know that. Okay, so first of all, I think that chip could have been gone. And I felt like they put a lot of pressure on themselves to beat the Niners. And for whatever reason, they couldn't. 2012, you go to San Francisco, you lose. And we make Colin Kaepernick a star. We make Raheem Mostert a star. All these guys throughout the years, we make stars. We lost to them in 2012. We lost to them in 2013. We lost to the Niners in 2019. We lost to the Niners inexplicably in 2021. So Rodgers has had his crack at the Niners, and wouldn't it be something if Jordan Love then comes in, goes to San Francisco when they're the one seed, and then he beats them? I think it would be very interesting with how the fallout would be. Yes. And to my other point, there's still no pressure right now. So if the Packers lose, I mean, think of where we were at one point, 3-6, 2-5.
2-5, 3-6.
We're one of the final eight teams standing. Next year, there's going to be pressure. Next year, you're going to look at the Lions and the Packers, and we'll see what the Bears do in the offseason. But, winning the NFC North isn't even going to be a given. But being in the playoffs is going to be expected. And then having a decent run, Jordan Love's going to get early MVP, like favorability in the odds, LaFleur for Coach of the Year. There's going to be we have a ton of draft picks that we can either trade or use. We're going to have to give Jordan Love a lot of money, so be prepared for that. Probably starting with a 50, okay? So just be prepared, and that's fine. Look, he did it. He somehow did it. But next year there's going to be expectations. So enjoy this little pocket of when there's not. Because a lot of these crushing losses that we have Wisconsin sports fans have experienced have been because we have the weight of the expectations upon us. Right now we don't. So whatever happens, enjoy it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Let's bring in the Sean O'Connell. Wow. Hey.
Staying warm.
The good people of Land's End and their high quality fleece are helping me stay warm. Thank you, Tim. I see you got a, what is it? Like 98.9% of all heat is lost through your head. So that's the move.
Thank you.
If you can't get Land's End, put something on your head like Tim and even Bart. But yeah, I heard what you say. The with the not.
So you don't like my haircut?
No, I love the way you own it. I just love it, and that it stops me right in my tracks every time, Bart. That's wonderful that you are so comfortable within your own skin. Speaking of someone maybe not being comfortable in their own skin, there's a gentleman that, as I said in the comments, deeply angered me with his, I don't know if it was willingness or he just couldn't not hide that he did cry on national TV right at halftime in an interview, a sideline interview, our head coach, Matt LaFleur, and maybe part of that, it's just how I should be feeling about myself. Maybe I should look at that, internalize it, and say, it's okay for head coaches in the National Football League to occasionally cry when somebody sticks a microphone in their face.
I got mad at that too. So are you saying that by us calling him a beta, we're the real betas?
No, I'm just saying that maybe it's not a fireable offense like we thought. Because that's when I most wanted Matt LaFleur fired. It was at that moment. And maybe that is more a Deshaun O'Connell thing than a Matt LaFleur thing. But history has proven a Matt LaFleur thing, though, is being completely owned by one Kyle Shanahan. And he is still the coach of the San Francisco 49ers. And maybe... it is a thing where he is not necessarily comfortable in his own skin when he is in Kyle Shanahan's presence and does become ultra beta, will not be the same Matt LaFleur we saw now two times, the last two times that Matt LaFleur has exercised a few demons with the Mike McCarthy specter. Will we see yet another demon exercised? With in this one, a personal Matt LaFleur demon, Bart Winkler.
How comfortable are you in your skin across from Cone Roller?
Oh,
I showed Corn Roller my enormous belly one time, so.
This is not the first collab for these two.
Right. I'm still thinking about it.
Right. However, I respect Corn Roller enough not to, do that again.
Okay. Plus, it's the Land's End that needs to keep you warm.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You can't. What's up, Cone?
Go Pack, baby. Let's go. And I saw Tim Shea's on. Are we talking Badger basketball as well?
I don't know, but things are going pretty good there. Even a guy like me who purposely tries to ignore the team can't. Oh, they got a game tonight even. I might even watch it. Maybe I'll do a post game.
Two games up in the Big Ten. Greg Gard, coach of the year. Let's go.
Why are they so good?
Bringing in AJ Storr is a huge lift. John Blackwell, great freshman. They got off the bench, and I mean, they got all their scoring back from last year. So they're just adding, cherries on top with Storr, Blackwell, and this team is just cooking. They're cooking.
Is it fair to say that Marquette fans who thought that was a bad loss earlier in the year are now just thankful for the opportunity that they got to play Wisconsin because it's going to help them in their seeding?
I think so. I think, you see the Badgers trending up and you see Marquette, maybe not trending down, but at least staying pretty level. So right now it's a better win it's a better game for Marquette to have on their resume than Wisconsin right now.
How do you feel that I think most Packer fans are kind of in the same, like, I feel like we're as united as we've ever been, where we're optimistic. We're still not expectations. We think it could happen. I think for the first time ever, we are enjoying the ride.
I agree. And Bart, I think you might've said this on your national show last night, but like with going into San Fran, this team, they don't know what they don't know.
I like that phrase.
And so expectations should be that they can go in and compete. The only thing that bothers me with that is there's still some stink on the organization with San Fran, mainly on LaFleur's side. LaFleur is known for getting bodied by his former assistant coaches. So that as long as Matt doesn't bring that energy into this locker room, I think they got a good chance.
Yeah, and I'll be eager to see how things start. I like that they took the ball first and got a touchdown. I like that they weren't afraid. They've been doing that a little bit more lately. Obviously the then hold Dak Prescott to 0 yards was nice. The defense, while they did give up 32 points, the defense, I mean, if you're going to give 32 points up, that's the way to do it. So yeah, I Anders Carlson still sucks. So everything's normal on that end, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, 10 point underdog, it kind of feels like when Washington was a 10 point underdog against Oregon, it's like, that seemed a little high. I think a lot of these spreads are a little high. Houston's 9-point underdog against Baltimore. And I like Baltimore to maybe win it, but.
Did you think 7 was high when the spread came out when they played the Cowboys last week?
Yeah, I thought the Packers were going to cover for sure.
Yeah, I took them to cover.
Now, again, in some of my fantasy playoff pools, I stacked Cowboys. So that.
Your Cowboys.
My Cowboys. It's been a wild week for me. My Dallas Cowboys, who still have not, as of my sentence here, fired Mike McCarthy.
He's dead man walking, right?
I don't know.
And your Eagles did not go on the run that you were anticipating.
Yeah, my Eagles. What the fuck happened there? He's got to be dead man walking too,
McCarthy.
So McCarthy, I actually think McCarthy has been fired. I just don't think he's been by his phone in 2 days.
Are there any JV basketball games going on in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area?
It is prime high school basketball season, so I get it. As Tim Shea would know.
Yeah, they'll subpoena him at a JV tournament this weekend.
Well, I got to get back to work and back to eating my lunch. Bart is great hopping on. Tim, good seeing you. Sean, don't be afraid to show us the gut every once in a while. I like it. Go Pack, go, baby.
See you, Cone.
And there is something like along the lines of, because I got to get out of here too. Cone Roller mentioned about the phrase that you like. They don't know what they don't know.
It seems also, like a phrase I wouldn't like, but I do like it.
Yes, it is. It's an apostrophe where it turns against itself in a pleasing way. My one worry though is that is a very powerful energy when harnessed properly with a younger team of and young athletes of any sort, and when you are leading them. The only concern is that it does cut both ways. Like the 16th century Miyamoto Musashi, who was also a samurai, said, you know, the most fearsome enemy is the one that has nothing to lose. However, the enemy who has nothing to lose also can resign himself to the, I have nothing to lose. I'm just happy to be here. Things start going a little bit wrong. Maybe the wheels go off a little easier in those situations, and hopefully we can stay the course, stay loosey-goosey in the way that they were this past weekend, which was wonderful, which is the exact headspace that they should, you know, strive to be in. Only problem is, you know, it's like a, you know, it's like, oh, you know, someone telling Bart Winkler, don't be sexy. Bart Winkler, if you start thinking to necessarily, see, you're failing already because it's because you're trying to not be sexy. So, you know, everything can, motherfucker. Anyway, everything contains its opposite. And
I'm enticing Sean O'Connell here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Sean, the Zen Master. Thanks, buddy.
Yes. Take care, fellas.
Always a pleasure, Sean.
Yep.
Got some comments on Twitter. Jose, who I met at the Bucks game, said, I'm here, brother. I went to the Bucks game. We can talk some Bucks. Do you have anywhere to go or you want to hang or what?
I can, if you want me to hang, I can hang. I am.
It's just like, what are you going to do? You're going to leave and then just watch this?
Play Madden.
Yeah, Sean's talking about how I play Madden with having nothing to lose. That's why I never punt in Madden. And then the minute I don't convert a fourth down, I just sim the rest of the game. Alex is groined up on a Tuesday afternoon. I should play Madden with you. I've always wanted to play Madden against Toby, but I never set that up.
I'll play Madden.
Ken says, let's go Pack Super Fucking Bowl.
Maybe we could put our Madden game on the Dan Shaney stream.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to do that. I'm not like as technologically sound as I should be. I mean,
well, we can figure it out.
Because I think there's a way, I'm going to play a voicemail or two, but I think there's a way to play them off my computer.
Like you do with my shakeaway music?
Yeah. But I don't even know how to do that.
Okay.
Andrew says, Bart loving the show. I watch in Rewind every morning. I think he means he listens on the Odyssey app every morning.
Hey, I listened to your full 4 hours this morning, so.
Did you enjoy how much I was promoting the Odyssey app? Because people were complaining about Peacock. And I said, it's because so many people are used to getting their entertainment for free because that's what they come to expect from Odyssey.
Yes.
Free to download, free to listen to.
I'll leave my comments to myself.
Well, I can tell people what you want. You agree 100% with what I'm saying.
Yes.
All right. Predictions for this weekend?
Already?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess, you know what? I forget that this is not an everyday podcast anymore.
No. And free is good. This podcast is free. I'm sorry that sometimes you have to watch a YouTube ad. But it is. Joseph really wants shakeaways.
I really don't have any.
Yeah, sorry. He bungled that the other night. And
I was also.
He bungled it so bad the other night, we may never even do it again.
I bungled it. I was also had a little too much to drink. I was also like really tired and just wanted to go to bed. Don't know why I joined on Sunday, but I rewatched that and I'm like, can we just like, I should have edited out.
Yeah, you posted it.
What am I doing? Why did I post that?
You posted it. Andrew likes the Packers 34, Niners 31. Carlson with a game-winning field goal. All right, I do like the Lions. Holy shit. I like the Lions over Tampa. I think with the Lions, and if you heard my show, you heard me say this, the Lions maybe had the most pressure on them in week one. You can't have this whole thing about 30 or wild card weekend. You can't have this whole thing for 30 years and then lose. Now they don't have pressure. Now somehow they're playing with house money. So I like the Lions to win.
I will say last week in my predictions, I do a confidence pool that we do during the regular season, then we carry over to the postseason. I was a perfect 6-for-6.
Wow.
So I thought I was proud of myself.
Well, let's go 4-for-4. What do you like? Is it against the spread or no?
Nope, it's just straight up.
All right, Lions or Buccaneers?
I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
Wow, Mr. Perfect on Buccaneers? Why?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Buccaneers.
Baker Mayfield, who the Carolina Panthers had lined up as a scout team defensive lineman last year, leading his team to a playoff win?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Buccaneers in an upset. They're playing with house money too. You want to?
If you don't have a reason, that's fine. But do you have a reason?
They're hot right now. Look what they did to Philadelphia. Yeah, you can say Philadelphia was done. They're cooked.
And I will. They suck.
But you know what? Tampa had some good surprising wins this year. They beat us. They dominated us. So I could see them going into Detroit. I feel like Detroit, all the emotion. You know, now they have to win. I think they come up a little tight.
I think the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, we'll see.
But you went perfect last week, and I think I went like 3-for-3. So the Texans, I think, have a shot against the Ravens, but the Ravens are my Super Bowl pick. So I'm going to ride that.
Yep, I'm the same way. I think they'll keep it close for through three quarters, and then Ravens run away with it in the fourth.
Patrick Mahomes inexplicably about to play his first road playoff game. I think Buffalo gets him, because if they don't, they never will.
That's my lock of the week, Buffalo.
Really?
Buffalo by at least 14.
All right, and then you're Mr. Perfect, so Green Bay?
49ers. in a close one, you know, 28-24.
If the fate of the world was on this game and I had to predict the winner, then I might go Niners.
But
I'm going to buy a bunker, bury it 100 feet in the ground, stock up with 3 years of food, and I'm going to take the Packers.
What are you going to do Saturday night?
Oh, I don't know. Should I do a show?
A pregame and a postgame?
I got to be honest. Once I saw it was on Saturday night, I'm like, I'm not fucking doing a postgame.
No. I'm going to be two bags in by the time the game's over.
I'd like to, like, do something for the game.
Want to come out with me?
Where are you going to be?
I don't know. Maybe in West Dallas somewhere. Not McGuire's.
I went to the Bucks-Warriors game on Saturday and spent a lot of time at the 3rd Street Tavern.
Yeah, how was your Saturday night? I got a text Good. From you late that night.
Beats me.
I texted you first.
Oh.
I said, how was the game? How was your night? And you just replied with one word.
What'd I say?
Do you want me to say it on here?
Did I say, like, drunk?
Yep. With two exclamation points, maybe one.
Tim Shea. How was the game? Drunk! Yeah.
I'm going to go Niners, Ravens, Buccaneers, Bills.
Well, the game was good, and then they beat the Kings, obviously, and that was Sunday night. I was talking about how I wasn't going to watch the game, but I did, and then I did watch the end of the game, and I watched all of overtime, and it looked like we blew a game, and then suddenly we won, and you know, the way that I don't want to retread the same Bucks conversation over and over, which is like kind of in like the back of my head. A reason I'm glad I'm not going live after every Bucks game is because it's the same thing every game. It's a battle of, I mean, it's the expectation battle. I still think this team as constructed has enough talent to win a title. I believe they will make some sort of trade to further hammer that point home that they should be the contenders. I don't believe Adrian Griffin gets fired this season under any circumstance. They're second in the East. They're finally getting like the version of Dame that you would wanted in your wildest dreams. Dame time was incredible. It was crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to go see them play next month for the first time. So against the Hornets.
I've been to 3 games this year. Twice the guy has made the half court shot.
Oh, nice. There we go.
Also, there was a proposal.
Now get those balloons over my face.
But then the rim rocker, dude, this is the worst rim rocker's performance
I've ever seen. Yeah, I saw that you said that the JV rim rockers.
It was bad, dude. It was bad. And I know what they do is skill level, you know, 10 out of 10 or like really hard to do, but it was rough. So they got the win and then they beat the Kings. And I saw more discourse online about, oh, well, Dame only bailed out bad coaching. Like, can you enjoy a thing?
Not when there's expectations.
No, that seems to be it for sure. I got some voicemails that I would like to play if you want to hear them.
Sure.
Also, a special shout out to Tupelo Honey. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Make your reservations for Milwaukee. I went on Sunday morning.
We need to go there. I have some money to spend there.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I can take you now.
Yeah, another option would be like bring a date.
True.
Well, weren't you talking with some girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she live in the Midwest though, even?
Maybe like right next to me?
I would love if you just had like a giant blow up doll. So we went Sunday because my brother was in town.
Yeah, obviously.
So we went Sunday, had a nice brunch. And my kid like only eats fries wherever he goes. So he got the mac and cheese and then fries, and he had some mac and cheese. But then last night, I'm trying to do intermittent fasting. And last night it was hour 4 of my show, and all I could think about was his leftover mac and cheese. So I came home, immediately went to the fridge, finished it off, had to. I was so hungry. And that's the challenge with intermittent fasting. But when you got Tupelo Honey sitting in your fridge, how do you do it? How do you do it? All right, a couple of voicemails on the Carl's Place voicemail line. Quick one from Doug in Racine.
Just had a call in after the game, Bart. What a great game. Prediction or not, it doesn't matter. You call it 50-50, if they win or they don't. But what a hell of a win. Young team. I was on the Jordan Love. I, at the beginning of the year, thinking we were going to do good. Then I was on the Jordan Love Dunk Club. And then I was back on the Jordan Love Up Club. And now it's, who the hell knows how far this kid can go. Awesome win. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you, Doug. Doug's been calling. Doug loves the new lineup. He gets Gelb right away, then JR, and then me, who used to call in the morning on the way home from work. Now he can call me during. Sean, on my intermittent fasting, it's easiest if you do it in the morning. I'm trying to do it. My schedule works perfect for it, where I can eat dinner around 7. I work, then I sleep. Then I get up, and boom, that's 16 hours. So, but the problem was last night, I had Tupelo honey in my fridge.
You were thinking
it's not going to work if I have Tupelo honey in my fridge.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Bloody Marys for the table. Would recommend. I got a call here from Marcus in Fall Creek. Carl of ET.com/Bart. Those golf simulators are flying off the shelves, but yeah, they'll still make one for you. Marcus called prior to the playoffs, but this call completely still works. So I shouldn't have even said anything. But it's about the Packers and their offensive weapons.
Hey, Bart, Marcus. Calling to talk to you about the wide receiver core for the Green Bay Packers. I am so incredibly impressed with how well they played. I know football coaches take a beating sometimes on this show for being dumb and whatever else. But I'm a football coach. I coach wide receivers. I enjoy the heck out of it. I also happen to have a master's degree and a bachelor's of science and all that kind of stuff. So we're not all dumb. But besides the point.
Okay, I would like to comment on that point.
Where
football coaches are not dumb, or they shouldn't be. But when you're challenged with like anything related with the clock, everyone is dumb. I still stand by that. I think that NFL coaches are the dumbest subsection of humans in the world, which I can maybe amend that a little bit. But you got all this great background, and then it's like the fourth quarter with 4 minutes, you got one timeout and you punt and you let the Lions just win like Sean McVay. It's like, go for it. And then the Eagles, what were the Eagles doing? The Eagles had multiple early on third and twos. I know they're in their territory, but run a play and then do the brotherly shove thing. It works automatic. They didn't even care to do it. It was like they either didn't want to do it on a national stage so it wouldn't get banned and people would forget about it so they could do it again next year, or they gave up, which seems to be what happened.
Like I'm listening to your national show.
It's like an inception. If you listen to this, you get these thoughts there. If you listen there, you get those thoughts here. It's like, what? Yeah.
About the Green Bay Packers wide receivers. Is that there isn't a number one. When you think about teams and what they try to stop, they try to eliminate what's the biggest threat, what's the thing we can take away, what's the guy that if we stop him, they're screwed. Now, for us, I feel like that's Aaron Jones. If a team takes him away or he gets dinged up, our team's kind of not very good, or at least as dynamic, let's just say. Jordan Love's still going to be great. Young receivers are still great. But Aaron Jones just adds a dynamic that helps us so much. Like, I enjoy watching him play, and I'm glad that he didn't get as much tread this year because, you know, he was hurt. If he's playing his best football now at the end of the year, that's a godsend for this team. But with the number one idea, if there's nobody that you have to take away or are scheming to take away, you got to try to stop everybody, right? And Jordan Love's good enough that he's going to see that guy that's open underneath, that one guy that's got the dead fish on the other side guarding him. And it's like, that's what you do. You go and you attack and you find the opening. And there's not a guy that they're like, oh man, we better stop and take away Reed, or we better take away Melton. They're all about the same when it comes to receivers. Insert other guy. And that part is a huge benefit because even though there's not that just stud that's going to put up CeeDee Lamb-like numbers, there's a whole bunch of dudes that are really, really solid, and that's hard to stop. If you got a team that's great all across the board with a lot of really good guys, that's tough. So I don't know what you think. Interested to hear.
I think it's great that there's no number one receiver. At the beginning of the year, it seemed like a problem. Now it seems good. It is hard when you're doing fantasy because I took Jaden Reed all weekend and not Romeo Doubs. So I lost DraftKings is going to send me like a Either a thank you card or a wellness check after what I gave them this weekend. Not good. But yeah, and Watson being out there was a huge, like his presence alone. Sometimes I say like, oh, presence, what does that do? Well, guys are tripping them. And the thing about these throws from Love, and so credit to Matt LaFleur, because he's scheming everything the right way. This is what you wanted when he was hired. Love throws it down the field, and sure, some of the throws that he was making are unbelievable, especially when you watch him again from a different angle. But these guys are like open with 10 yards around them. There's nobody around them.
The Musgrave one was like, how was he that wide open?
Oh, and the Musgrave one was ridiculous. Yeah, it was insane. Anything else you want to talk about, Tim Shea?
Real quick.
Mike Brown got fined for his actions bringing a laptop out. He got fined $50,000 when he did that in Milwaukee.
No, I really don't. I don't think I have anything else. I do want to say congratulations, though, to my niece. Scored 1,000 points in her career so far. Only a junior. And she set the all-time scoring record and still scoring for Menominee Falls girls basketball. So congratulations to her. Job well done.
Where do you think Bill Belichick goes?
Atlanta.
I don't know. Atlanta. Dallas?
No, I just like...
How about Philly?
No.
How come none of these guys got fired yet? Not that
I like... Why McCarthy? If Jerry Jones wanted Bill Belichick, he would have fired McCarthy already.
Yeah, I feel. Yeah,
I just feel like Belichick's gonna have a job here in the next two or three days. Seattle, did they hire anybody yet?
No, they're interviewing Mike Tomlin.
I would say
old players or today. Seattle. Mike Tomlin told players today that he's not basically, I'm not fucking leaving.
Yeah. I see Bill Belichick going to the NFC, either Atlanta or Seattle. If he gets
in. Why don't you, since you listen to my show, why don't you give my thoughts on Belichick to the Cowboys and why he should go? Do you remember?
No, I don't. Sorry.
I think Belichick should go to the Cowboys because it is a win-win for him. Belichick and Jerry Jones are two guys.
You won't have control.
They need to change their narrative. They need to change the narrative on their legacy. And if Belichick goes to Dallas and Bill Belichick can't figure it out in Dallas, people aren't going to say Bill Belichick failed. They're going to say Jerry Jones Cowboys are effed.
Yeah.
And then if he wins, people say all you needed was a coach like Belichick.
Yeah.
So I think Belichick coming to the Cowboys is the move.
If he really wanted Belichick, he would have gotten, they would have made the announcement, they would go through the process of hiring him already.
Reminder, Happy Place Hemp, promo code BORT, still good. So either if you go there in Muskego, I know it's very cold, but they will send it to you, free shipping in the state of Wisconsin, outside the state of Wisconsin. Promo code BORT gets you 34% off as long as Green Bay's in the playoffs. How about that?
Hell of a deal.
Zach wants to know if we're agreeing on McGuire's for the game.
No.
Did you quit McGuire's or what?
No, I just, you know, I need to be around people.
You know, as much as I watch a game with Danny,
nah,
it's not enough. There will be an this week, and I got to be honest, Packer post game TBD. I might want to enjoy that one.
Maybe a Packer wrap up on Sunday. Why don't you call it that?
Before the games or after? Maybe a wild card weekend, a divisional weekend wrap up.
Maybe in between.
Yeah, a percent chance of Packer postgame is getting lower by the minute.
Just go have your fun on Saturday. We'll all have our fun. And we'll regroup and meet back Sunday.